Tiffany Dover, and I am the manager in CCU. For my team, this has been a hard time. You know, we've persevered through it, but I think that this vaccination offers us hope. And, you know, the fact that we can be proactive versus reactive, it's going to change the way this virus is taking over our lives. So I'm just thankful that we have a chance to receive it here.
How has it impacted your life?
For me, I have, seen my staff have to learn a whole new world of nursing, we have truly stepped up and, people have picked up shift after shift to help cover as this, has surged. And, truly our team has united together. It's, between the physicians, my nurses, respiratory, we've all worked to try to get the best care possible. And it's, it's been a challenge, but we have rose to the occasion. And I'm thankful for this team.
When you woke up this morning, did you know you were going to be receiving the vaccine?
I did, yes. So, all of my staff, we are excited to get the vaccine. We are in the COVID unit, so therefore, my team will be getting first chances to get the vaccine. And I know that it's really, sorry, I'm feeling really dizzy.
I'm going to pause here for a few moments to interject, just point a few ridiculous things out, in my opinion, regarding these so-called doctors here. Now, these doctors proceed to hover around her and, in my opinion, do absolutely nothing to better the situation here. The most astonishing thing to me about this whole little scene here is the fact that they still manage to decide to not take her mask off. Even though the woman has collapsed, fainted, could be dying, who knows? And I shit you not, they leave her mask on. I'm no doctor, but she could, be able to maybe breathe a little better. Breathing may have something to do with this, with what could be happening to her. And she may need to breathe a little better. I don't know. I just don't know. maybe elevator legs. Basic things running through my mind. How about this guy, top right corner? Yeah, let me just pull up a chair. And again, let's all just hover around looking at her with her mask on. Perfect. Perfect. She's going to get right better in no time. Wow. Unbelievable. Un-freaking believable. So then it just proceeds to get a little awkward here behind the scenes with the media. Some standing around going on. Yeah, I just can't believe this. Just leave the mask on because she's collapsed. Of course. Okay, so yeah, just standing around. Gonna show a little bit more of this. Okay, gonna read a little bit of the cover story. I'm sorry, the coverage for you guys of what happened after and when she came around, and links will be below for this article and others. The nurse is now fine and later spoke to us on camera again. The doctors there at Chicago Memorial said this is not related to the ingredients in the Pfizer CV jab. Well, there you go. You know, that's good enough for me. Said it's not related. According to the CDC, fainting can happen after many types of jabs. The CDC says although fainting has a variety of possible causes, it is usually triggered by pain or anxiety. The nurse also told us she has a condition where she often faints when she feels pain. So this wasn't a surprise to her that it happened. Well, I'm not really going to say anything on that. Just going to leave that up to you guys. I'm going to end it there. So again, links below. And leave your comments below. Thanks.
Our so-called leaders in Washington, whom we elected to safeguard our nation and our Constitution, are the betrayers. And that behind them are a comparatively small group of men whose sole objective is to enslave the whole world of humanity in their satanic plot of one world government.